Good morning, everybody. This project was done last year in the summer. I want to thank Brooke and John for really setting this study up and helping me out to pull this thing together for presenting you today. Ian Howard, a graduate student, also helped out quite a bit with the analysis, or should I say the harvesting, which was quite of a bear. Anyways, so our objective in this project was to determine the relationship of volumetric water content and plant water availability, or matrix potential. Those are relationships in two different substrates. And to study the effect of these on different growth parameters that we studied in two different cultivars or varieties of hardy mums. We had seedlings of two chrysanthemum varieties, Ursula and Chelsea. They were transplanted into number one pots, a little less than a gallon pots, in the spring of 2017 at Catoctin Mountain Growers, our partner nursery in this project. Each variety was planted in either SunGrow LC1, which is a peat perlite mix with a few different amendments, and a wood fiber mix, which Catoctin Mountain Growers have adopted into their program for growing a lot of different plants that they're using or growing. It's a 60% peat moss, 40% wood fiber material. And we did moisture release curves on those, which I'll show you. Brooke supplied me with these growth curves, and I just want you to kind of get an idea of what's going on here. VWC is on the y-axis, matrix potential, or the suction that you need to pull the moisture away from the particles is on the x-axis. And as you can see, the LC1 is the black line, and the wood fiber is the orange or red line. And if you note, the differences in the available water content, or should I say the available water of these substrates, is slightly different in the sense that the LC1 has slightly more available water at the same volumetric water content than the wood fiber does. If you want a little more explanation about those graphs, I can explain to you. John, you got something to say? Nope. Okay. transported into the University of Maryland research greenhouse after planting. They were all initially fertilized with a soluble 17-5-7 twice during the establishment during those 2 weeks, and supplied with a medium rate of slow release fertilizer. Spray stake irrigation was used, and we placed we had two separate plots. Each substrate was separated. Plants in one substrate, plants in another, for two separate plots. And each substrate plot was divided into 12 experimental units for a replicated complete block design of a randomized, sorry, complete block design of four replicates for each of three treatments. Wireless sensor network using a moisture sensors and a matrix potential sensors were used to monitor the substrate moisture content and implement the treatments. We use GS1 moisture sensors placed in the substrate approximately half the distance from the bottom to the top of the pot. And then the MPS6 matrix potential sensors were placed in the substrate likewise. We had three different volumetric water contents, which we were implementing for these substrates, 45%, 35%, and 25%. With that moisture curve that I had shown you earlier, the matrix potentials for the LC1 at 45% was 3.2 kilopascals, and for wood fiber it's 4.9 kilopascals. Those two differences kind of show you that at certain volumetric contents, the LC1 has a higher water availability than the wood fiber does. At 35%, the LC1 was 9.7 kilopascals and 12 kilopascals for wood fiber. And at 25% volumetric water content, LC1 was 22.4% compared to 28%. What am I saying? Kilopascals, I apologize. 22.4 kilopascals and negative 28 kilopascals for the wood fiber. Again, as we go down in volumetric water content, available water becomes less. All volumetric water content treatments were maintained with the wireless sensor network. In each substrate, we had two data loggers, EM50R data loggers, that had 10 ports for 8 moisture sensors and 2 matrix potential sensors, and a control node with a water meter that had a water meter data, and that control node also operated a latching solenoid. The measurements from 2 sensors in each experimental unit, 1 per variety, occurred in 5-minute intervals and were transmitted by way of a base station to sensor web, where we were able to manage the irrigation controlling. Measurements were averaged every 15 minutes, and if a treatment went below that volumetric water content set point, irrigation was applied in 15-second durations until that set point was reached. In this manner, the set points were pretty much maintained at a very narrow range. Flow meter for each treatment quantified water use. At maturity, at 15 weeks after study initiation, growth measurements of each variety in each substrate were taken by destructive harvest. It included growth index with height, width, and depth, leaf area, number of these different parameters were also taken, and we also looked at the irrigation use, or the amount of water volume for each of the treatment. These were analyzed with analysis of variance. And the wood fiber substrate, the Chelsea variety, there were no differences in all parameters between treatments. And Ursula, the 25% volumetric water treatment had significant reduction in growth index, leaf area, leaf mass, fresh weight, flower fresh mass, flower number, stem fresh mass, shoot, total shoot dry mass, and the total shoot mass compared to the other two treatments. So interestingly, no differences between treatments in dry root mass. In the LC1 substrate, Chelsea, it was significantly greater in growth index and flower number at 45% volumetric water content. With Ursula, no differences in all parameters between treatments. So compared to the 45% volumetric water content, the 35 VWC content used 16.1% less water, and the 25 volumetric water content used 41.1% less water. In the LC1 substrate, the 35% volumetric water content treatment used 33% less water than the 45% volumetric water content, and the 25% volumetric water content treatment used 33.7% less water, percent less water. So, in conclusion, we had obviously varietal differences with the volumetric water content in these in the parameters that we measured. So there was obviously some water stress exhibited by the Ursula, but it was only in one of the substrates. Results indicate that there's these differences, interesting differences in moisture release properties between these two substrates. The LC1 had more available water at lower VWCs than the wood fiber did. So it's important to understand that matrix potential with this study, you can see that matrix potential is key to understanding the availability of water in different substrates. And this was really interesting because we had a variety that did not do well in a specific substrate with the same volumetric water content in another substrate. So when we're doing studies with volumetric water content, it's important to understand what the matrix potential is along with those studies, so that if we are comparing different substrates, or if we are focused on volumetric water content, that we know what those matrix potentials are and those numbers of available water. Any questions? Yes, Jim.
Did you have a covariant, a pH, with
a
wood fiber?
No. What was the pH of that wood fiber? I think it was probably around 6.7. The LC1 has a lot of dolomitic limestone in it. And so, it is really, I think that the pH values were relatively equal. Now, we used controlled release fertilizer primarily because we didn't want to have a conflict of having more fertilizer in one, if we were using soluble. We wanted to make sure the controlled release fertilizer was putting out at least an equal amount of fertilizer at all times. But it is possible that electrical conductivity may have been different because our volumetric water contents were much less. And so we did see some, I think, electrical conductivity differences in the lower volumetric water content. And so that is when you do these irrigation tests, managing that, it's almost impossible to manage, to get that differences out of it. So there might have been some issues with electrical conductivity and, in that sense, water stress with the Ursula. So that's a possibility. Any other questions?
So how are the growers
using this information? Yeah, well, at this stage, I don't think we've really gotten this out to the growers. So go back to Catoctin Mountain growers. For Catoctin Mountain growers, what's interesting is when they're irrigating their mums outside, they have a practice of not irrigating during the daytime and irrigating late at night, and they irrigate a lot. And so they're really filling up their volumetric water content at night. But in the daytime, these hardy mums are typically not irrigated, and the volumetric water content in these substrates goes down to, we were measuring, 10% volumetric water content, which is really dry in a peat-based substrate. And when we did a pilot study a couple years ago, we weren't seeing any major differences in growth with these hardy mums between the set points that we were using, which maintained the substrate around 35% volumetric water content, and theirs, where they had dramatic differences in their volumetric water content, really stressful conditions during the daytime. And it seems as though these the hardy mums were able to recover, and in the night when they blasted their substrates back up to saturation levels. So in that sense, whether Catoctin Mountain growers is gonna go back and do this and then change their irrigation practices, it's unlikely. What's more important in this sense is that we're really hashing out these differences between volumetric water content and mature potential, which is where I see a valuable aspect of this pilot study that we just did. Any other questions?